With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he'll announce today that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico, as well as other import duties later in the week. He's also reaffirming that he'll announce reciprocal tariffs by midweek. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says illegal immigrants already at Guantanamo Bay will remain there until officials can reach agreements to return them to their home countries. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Noem said it could mean that they would stay at the facility in Cuba for weeks. Authorities are working to recover the wreckage of a plane crash in western Alaska that killed 10 people. Crews have now recovered the remains of those killed in the crash. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says they are investigating.
We're in the initial stages, really focused first and foremost on the victims, which is what should be the focus right now. It must be extremely heartbreaking for the families, so that has to be the focus of everyone involved, and it is. Then we'll get the wreckage that will help us to determine cause eventually.
Statistics show that flying remains the safest form of transportation compared with driving or even riding on a train. Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service Bob Orovec says the pace of the snowstorm in the Northeast meant lighter, fluffier flakes.
The snowfall amounts that were with the storm were not tremendously heavy. They were pretty typical for a winter storm. The storm is moving pretty quickly, so that's been one of the detriments to receiving very heavy snowfall totals. Typically in the wintertime, we can see much heavier snow as the storm is moving slower. But overall, in this next week, as we have a pretty active pattern across the country, all the storms are moving pretty quickly.
This is SRN News. The question is, when is a church not a church? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Some Lutherans are asking that question about a congregation in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Ebenezer Lutheran Church in San Francisco has changed its name to Her Church and now features a witch on its staff. In fact, the congregation is served by several, quote, priestesses, including Kristen Conkle, who calls herself a witch. The church describes itself as, quote, opening and welcoming in the love of the great mother of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications days after a doctor in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which took effect Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off the abortion pill bottles. Last week, Louisiana indicted a doctor. This is SRN News. The Trump administration affirms its stand for religious liberty.
Vice President J.D. Vance expressed this commitment.
We must stand for religious freedom, not just as a legal principle, as important as that is, but as a lived reality.
He evoked the experience of the early church.
Early Christians, of course, suffered greatly, and unfortunately, many Christians still suffer today at the hands of oppressive state power.
He laid claim to America's moral responsibility at home and abroad.
And possessed the moral clarity to act when something has gone wrong.
These remarks from the Vice President's speech to the annual International Religious Freedom Summit in Washington, D.C. George Williams reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will visit the Middle East next week. The State Department says Rubio will be making his first trip to Israel and the Arab states and will also travel to the Munich Security Conference in Germany. More details at SRNnews.com.